expansion of the AFL is always topical, where the Tasmanian expansion was a hot item last year, and it will continue to be so. But former teammate of yours and
greatest. We didn't cross paths, Andrew
didn't you
and
cross paths?
I'm not that old.
Oh,
Come on.
89 you were born in. So when did you finish at the Crows?
I started 2012 at the Crows.
And he was done by then.
He was done.
The great Andrew McLeod.
Time flies.
Well, there's a link there somewhere. He spoke to SEN Top End Footy on why they should have a team. Here he is.
You know, as a territory, we tend to get forgotten about a little bit. I know there's been a big push for Tasmania for them to be the next AFL side. But I mean, if you look across the board, I think we bat way above our average in terms of providing talent for, you know, you look at blokes that have played in premiership sides, blokes that have won Norm Smith, Nathan Buckley, certainly one of those. You know, Maurice Rioli's, Michael Long, Cyril Rioli's, one of my greatest football memories, to be able to come home and, you know, play alongside some of the greats of NT footy, you know, the Islet brothers, Miggy Bellagio's of the competition, Jason Rowe, who came back after playing, you know, AFL with Shannon Rusker. So I think it's great to be able to keep that dream alive. We've got some great role models and great story, great history, and, you know, why not? Why can't we have one?
So, JJ, there are certain people that when they speak, you listen. And McLeod doesn't speak often, but when he does speak, I listen. So to hear that and to hear the case that he wants to put forward, and when you get significant legends like that behind it, and we've seen that in Tassie, haven't we? I mean, the weight of the Tasmanian push has strengthened because of the names that are behind it. Mm. Now, when the McLeods of the world start to get behind this significantly, then the pressure will come. We will get there. It's just a matter of money, resources, and how long it's going to take. But there'll be a team in Tassie and the NT eventually. And for the game's sake, I hope sooner rather than later. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be good for the game.
Yeah, your first point was the one I was going to harp on or mention in terms of there's a commercial, there's what we want to happen, and then there's a commercial reality between you know, making it happen and having it be feasible. And the AFL still pumping a lot of money into the Gold Coast and still helping a few clubs down here in Melbourne and across the country get by. So there's a commercial reality that I guess puts Tassie on the back burner a little bit and the NT even further back. But yeah, we'll get there.